The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Daddy cool.
Exactly.
I have to confess, Howard.
Yeah.
I'm also a huge Boney M fan. I mean, I can get down to Daddy Cool.
Oh, me too. I know all of
them. And Don't Kill the World and the whole lot.
Oh, Don't Kill the World. Yeah. I tell you that I think I know all the words for all the Boney M songs. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that. My kids are going to tell me that's social suicide.
I think I'm going to disown both of you.
No, Sasha, no, you know what? You've got to give them a chance. Give Peace a chance. No, but that's not them.
That was John Lennon.
Right, exactly. Stop being such a Rasputin. Right, Rolene, let's talk about what's going on in your neck of the woods, because it just gets more and more confusing. Lebanese Prime Minister Hariri is now back in Lebanon after his resignation. Is he still resigned?
He is still resigned. I tell you, it's like musical chairs here in the Middle East. Everything is terribly exciting. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy around his resignation and who was involved. And you've got Iran and you've got Hezbollah saying the Saudis really put the pressure on him. But he is back in Lebanon and he has addressed his supporters. He is saying that he's with them, that they were going to be continuing together to be the first line of defense for Lebanon and its stability. And this is after a very interesting trip that saw him resign 2 weeks ago, or nearly 2 weeks ago. And so he's come back to jubilant reception, saying, you know, you're teaching the world loyalty and thank you and thank you. And we still don't know the exact circumstances surrounding his 2 weeks in Saudi Arabia. And after that, stopping in France, Egypt, and Cyprus on his way back. But what we do know, and what is very, very interesting, is that some of his biggest adversaries within the Lebanese government were actually strangely united in calling for his return. I think, you know, it says a lot. I think that, you know, they don't want to destabilize Lebanon any further.
Right.
And perhaps this looming threat of Iran-Hezbollah alliance is making the country nervous. So very, very interesting maneuverings. I tell you, it's never a dull moment here in the Middle East, and we know that he is back, but still resigned, even though the president of Lebanon has asked him to put his resignation on hold. And he has consulted with various advisors, and he has agreed to put his resignation on hold, even though he still, as of this moment, is still technically resigned.
Absolutely fascinating. Mark Luba saying the name Black Friday, that's about putting businesses back in the black in the accounting books as opposed to being in the red. Mark Lubo, well done. You win the prize of absolutely nothing, but our respect, because I had no idea. Did you know that, Rolene? Did you know where the term Black Friday came from?
I kind of did, but in my own head, Black Friday is Black Friday because if you take those shoes on me that are on sale, you're going to get yourself a black eye.
All right, something completely different from Rolene. She's viewing it a little bit differently. So, and Unsigned saying, did we know that Herzl had a Christmas tree? It was recorded in his diary. No, I am certainly learning a lot of things today. I was completely...
Just so you know, Howard, apropos Christmas trees, do you know that the JNF, or Kakal Ken Kayemet Israel, as they are known here in Israel, put a number of Christmas trees on the sides of various roads for our Christian citizens to come and collect free of charge should they want a Christmas tree.
Oh, my word. I absolutely love that story. Love that story.
It's a true story.
I love it. Absolutely incredible. And that just shows a country with a heart. U.S. investigator Mueller is to probe Kushner's contact with Israelis, all Israelis.
Well, basically what he's looking to find out is what kind of overtures Kushner made to various foreign leaders to try and turn over the anti-settlement Security Council resolution that happened in December. And this is as per the Wall Street Journal. We all can rewind back to that uncomfortable moment in December, just at the end of Obama's presidency, where they voted to declare settlements an issue, and there were a number of other issues raised in the settlements, but what they did, what that resolution did do, is condemn West Bank settlements. And so now Mueller, who is the U.S. Special Counsel, he is investigating Jared Kushner, who is the senior White House advisor, on what contacts he's had with Israeli officials, with foreign officials. He wants to know what was done to try and block this resolution being pushed through. And Kushner's also been asked about his role in firing the former director of the FBI, James Comey, and this is according to these reports. So what we do know is that Jerusalem, or our foreign ministry, did know that President Barack Obama at the end of his term was going to push for this resolution to go through, and that they mounted their own quite aggressive but ultimately unsuccessful campaign to have this UN resolution squashed. And what they want to know is what his influence with people such as Stephen Bannon and other senior Trump advisors are, and what their role was in trying to torpedo this resolution.
Is this normal, that that everybody around the president undergoes this type of scrutiny in the United States?
Well, I think we have seen quite an exceptional presidency with Donald Trump. It's broken a lot of things. I mean, we haven't seen a shuffle so new into a presidency like we've seen this year in the White House and in various government agencies in the U.S. But I think, you know, as with all democracies, if there is a suspicion that something is not above board, and just like there is in Israel, there will be some kind of investigation that happens around it.
Really, really interesting. Tell us about the Morrissey being the latest rocker to stick it to Rogers.
Roger Waters' head is pounding. It really is. If it wasn't Nick Cave this week, and now the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, coming next year, and even Chris Martin. Chris Martin was in Israel over the weekend. He was here to enjoy Nick Cave. He was there with Dakota Johnson. Some of you might know her from those 50 Shades of Grey movies. And she was in the country with Chris Martin, who she is rumored to be seeing. I mean, a little bit of koch and gossip on the Israel report. They were here. So I think we are seeing a changing trend. I think that a lot of artists are getting to, you know, to use an Afrikaans terminology, gatval, of this intimidatory campaign that Roger Waters and people like Brian Eno are doing to try and prevent them playing Israel. You know, as a lot of artists say, and Morrissey is one of them, he says, you should never judge a people by their government, and it's very rare for the government of a country to reflect the wishes of the people, which is kind of untrue because we have a hand in voting in the government. Mm-hmm. However, I can see what he's trying to say. And he says, I love Tel Aviv. He says, the rest of the world does not like Israel, but the people there are very generous and friendly. He says, and you should never judge people by their government. And we know, as we've spoken on the previous broadcast, that Morrissey includes two songs on his album that are kind of ode to Jews and to Israel. So I think people, it is now backfiring on Roger Waters, because artists want to come and see for themselves. Artists don't want to have their freedom of speech silenced. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that perhaps people like BDS and the MRN and Roger Waters and the ilk are terrified of people coming here, because they might see that they are trying to pull the wool over their eyes.
Absolutely, which is why we say hashtag see for yourself.
Exactly, exactly. And I really encourage anybody who hasn't been to Israel and, you know, you're kind of undecided because you see so much in the news, come to the country, come and see for yourself, come and talk to the average Israeli citizen. And I think that that's what a lot of artists are doing. I mean, even Brian Adams, who had a beef with us during Mifsat Suketan a few years ago, he's coming here. He's playing three shows. Boy George was here. And he says, you know, he's if you tell him not to do something, he's going to absolutely do it. And we really look forward to who's coming here next year. And, you know, BDS would have you believe that their campaigns are successful if artists cancel. But apparently, and this is according to Nick Cave, logistically, it is quite difficult to come to Israel, but they are coming.
Amazing. Certainly they are in massive numbers. It's, there's almost always somebody performing there on, from the international stage. Netanyahu has warned Putin about Iran in Syria. This is another area that's becoming very, very concerning.
Well, you know, I don't think Netanyahu was singing "Ra Ra Rasputin, Lover of the Russian Queen," because you never know with Putin, and you have to be very careful. Mm-hmm. So, if Bibi likes Boney M, he kept it shtum on the conversation that he had with the Russian president yesterday. They spoke for about half an hour, and I mean, I love that, you know, these phone calls are timed.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Basically, what Prime Minister Netanyahu said is that there's no compromise on Israeli security principles and that he is very, very concerned about any kind of presence of Iran in Syria. And he said that, you know, not only that they discuss Syria, but they also discuss the Ukraine. They discussed Iran, North Korea, and Afghanistan. And also the fact that Putin had spoken with the Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. So I think it was a very, very interesting conversation. Putin is meeting with Bashar al-Assad. So it would be very interesting to hear what will be said in his meeting with the Syrian leader following his discussion with the Israeli prime minister.
Is there any understanding of what Russia's intention is in the area? Because they've really been quite enigmatic in their support for various for the various parties.
It's still a mystery. It's still a mystery. But what we do know is there are in the area. They have a vested interest in keeping Daesh away from their borders. They haven't given any indication whether or not they're going to scale down their military presence in Syria. I think also it really wouldn't surprise me that it is also very much a strategic kind of battle of the superpowers, if you will. I think this is Russia's way of entrenching themselves in the Middle East and ensuring that they become a major player in any kind of maneuverings that happen. I think it's also a firm message to the United States that Russia means business.
Absolutely right, flexing its muscles. It's 5:50. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your afternoon with me. That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Rolene, we'll speak to you same time, same place tomorrow. And, of course, the Israel Report brought to you by the Blue Agency.